Posey Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast, and also Facebook Live, but not today. We are here at Fish Lips Waterfront Bar and Grill. We'll be broadcasting live till 6 o'clock. Get you ready for a great sports weekend, by the way. And 5 o'clock hour today, we have partnered with my great rock station, 95.9 The Rocket, as we're giving away two tickets to the Rolling Stones coming up in Orlando. I think it's on the sign June 3rd on a Monday. School night. Don't worry, no baby boomer will be going to work that next day. They will not. This guy does a great job doing my fishing report with his amazing website, spacefish.com. He is Damon. He's joining me live here. How you doing, buddy?
What is up, brother? How you doing, man? Living the dream, Mark.
You're always living the dream,
living
are you?
Living the dream, baby. Good, dude. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I'll say this real quick. Appreciate stopping by. We haven't seen each other since January, last time we were here.
Yeah, I think the last face-to-face meeting was here. We've talked a bunch since then, but that's the last time I saw you. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that when we gave away Def Leppard tickets, I think that's what it was.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't worry. I have buddies and guests of my show that I've known for 10 years, never met them in person. I am not kidding around.
The virtual world we live in, buddy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right. All right. You do a great job with spacefish.com. Do you want to do the Fisher Report? I mean, we could just talk about the Rolling Stones and football if you want, or... You can give me the Fisher Report.
Yeah, man, dude. I'll dive into that in a second. Have you ever seen the Rolling Stones live?
Okay, I have not seen the Rolling Stones live. I know we have people here who probably seen them 5, 6, and they want to go 7.
Yeah.
My mom and dad, they already got their tickets. They are ready. My aunt and uncle in Lakeland, they are ready.
Okay? They're ready to rock.
They are ready. All my coworkers already have their tickets ready to go.
Nice, dude, I love it.
Have you seen them before?
So, yes, I have seen them before. I've seen them over at the, they played, I guess it's the Citrus, what's the old Citrus Bowl now, right? The Bridges to Babylon tour. So, dude, I think that was like almost 30 years ago. I'm not kidding you. 25 years ago.
So they were in their 50s then.
Yeah, right. Isn't that crazy? Dude, and they were great. They were great. They killed it, man. You knew every song. That was what was cool. You know what I mean? And they did those machines where they rained confetti down on the whole crowd at the end of the concert in a stadium. So it was really cool, dude. It was a great show.
How old are you in this story? 30 years ago.
I'm 50 now, so I was 25. Yeah, in my early 20s, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The young buck.
You're like, this is the only time I'll ever see them. So do you want to go?
I'd love to go see them again. Yeah, that'd be cool. Dude, I have like a number of their CDs, and I'm dating myself, right? I have a lot of their CDs. I don't have their albums. I'm not that old. I didn't go buy their albums. But dude, I've listened to the Rolling Stones forever and love them. They're a killer band, classic America, a classic band.
Here's the thing I'll tell you, and we'll do the Fisher Report. So, my mom's like, "Well, are you going to go to the concert, Mark? We bought the tickets, and they weren't cheap." She's like, "I'm going," right? And I forget because I'm in this zone of my nonsense, okay? So I go, "I'll just call the record label. I'll just get some tickets and I'll just go. I won't pay." She goes, "What'd you just say?" She's like, "Do you know I just paid you?" And then the rest of it I can't say on the air, okay?
Yeah.
Because I told you that story. She wanted to see Paul McCartney in Orlando when he came 2 years ago.
Okay.
So when the tickets went on sale, she calls me up. And it's just like frantic phone call. Mark, they're going to go on sale here in 20 minutes. Before I buy them, do you have any hookups we can get tickets for free? And I go, "No, but I can get you monster truck tickets for free." And she literally is like, "Ah," and she hung up the phone on me. She's never been more disappointed in me because I couldn't give her the hookup.
That's not my son.
Yeah.
That is not my son.
I had two sons. Now I have one.
Now I have one.
Yeah, you're dead to me, Moses.
I love it.
So you want to go. And I've said this. It's a Monday night in Orlando. No work's getting done.
Oh.
No one's going to work Monday or Tuesday.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're not.
Sleeping in on Tuesday for sure.
I'm leaving early. Hey, we're going to Rockville and Motley Crue's the opening night. And I read that stupid book, The Dirt, and I loved it. Okay? I'm going to that concert. They emailed me the lineup. They're going on at 10:30.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know they're not going to go on until 11:15.
Easily, right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going. I am I'm leaving work early.
Yeah.
Don't act like I'll be there Friday. Maybe I will be in spirit. No, it ain't gonna happen.
Girls, man. Yeah.
The opener that night is Disturbed, and the lead singer went to my high school.
Seriously?
That's right. He grew up. His name's David Draymond. My sister went to school with him. They're the same age. We went to private Jewish school, okay? For high school? So I joke, we're the two most famous people that went to that school.
So do you have the hookup backstage because you know him?
I have the email for the PR. We got to get him on the show.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
That's awesome.
That would be so cool if we did that. Now I'm fanboying, okay? And by the way, they tore down our school and they moved it to the suburbs.
Oh,
boo.
Yeah, boo. There you go.
All right. Tell us about the Fisher Report. You're the best in the business.
Yeah, man. We'll do some meat and potatoes today.
Okay.
So if you can get offshore this weekend, get offshore this weekend. And you can. The weather's going to cooperate. And, dude, out on the reefs, 8A Pelican Reefs, the kingfish bite has been nothing short of fantastic the last few days. With those kingfish, there's some really, really nice blackfin tuna mixed in. The bottom bite around that area has been really good, too. Some really big lane snappers, some really big triggerfish. The dolphin, now, they were a little hot and heavier about a week ago, but they're still catching some dolphin out there right now, which is awesome. So get out there this weekend.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a chance to get a dolphin. And if you want to go deep, you want to hit the other side. Some guys have been running to the other side. When I say the other side of the Gulf Stream, which is about a 100-mile run. And they're out there targeting yellowfin tuna. And it's a really cool fishery. You use your radar to find the birds that are diving on baits. And these tuna are underneath this bait, crushing it. And it is just an epic, epic fishery. And I love doing it. Now's the time. April, May are great months for that. So that's what's popping off offshore. The surf has been fantastic. The Pompano bite the last 2 weeks has been really, really good. A lot of big whiting mixed in as well. So the surf is really going off. In our lagoons, if you can get out early, daybreak, the topwater bite right now, the trout are popping right now. And snook, too. Topwater bite, throwing those topwater lures, skitter walks, things like that have been great. And last but not least, I got to mention Headwaters. It's our bass mecca. Captain Kenny Haw said they're crushing it down there. If you're fishing live shiners, it's ridiculous. He went through like 3 dozen shiners in an hour. But he said they're fishing a lot of these jackhammer lures. And he said the fish this week have kind of moved into a little bit deeper water, probably because it's warming up a little bit. He said the canals and the ditches, and they're catching a lot of good fish. So, dude, so much stuff to fish for this weekend, Mark. So get out there and take advantage of this phenomenal weather and get out there and make it happen, Captain.
When is Central Florida Shootout happening?
Oh, thank you for asking. That's next weekend, man. The Captain's Party is going to be Friday night. It kicks off about 6 o'clock at Space Coast Harley. That's where it's going to be. And then the tournament is going to be fished next Saturday. There's a Port Canaveral weigh-in. A Captain Hiram's weigh-in for the North versus South, inshore, offshore. Kids fish free with a registered adult, and it's a $50 ticket to fish. That $50 ticket doubles as an entry to win that awesome Pathfinder. So, dude, it's one of our top tournaments for Brevard County of the Space Coast. So, dude, get out and fish that thing next weekend.
Yeah.
Have a blast of fishing.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. We were there last year.
Yeah.
I've gone a couple,
you know,
showing you. Yeah, that's a great event, the kickoff and the shootout, and then it takes a couple weeks when they finish it up and we get all the winners.
It's the very next weekend, so the very next Sunday we do the awards. So that's when we do the awards, and that's when we actually draw that ticket to win that boat. And we also give away all the prizes for the people that finish first, second, third in the tournament. And then the raffles are just ridiculous at the Captain's Party and the awards. So even if you don't fish, you just want to come and have a chance to win some killer raffle prizes, both of those days are great days to do it.
So it's been a year since we were there. Timmy B., he was on the microphone, in front of everyone.
Timmy B.
And we were told, you and me, like, hey, hand out prizes to people. That was a year ago. So you're in front of me, and we're tossing it, and I'm hitting you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Bouncing stuff off my melon, throw it in the crowd.
So I won't be the first pick in the NFL draft with my arm. Will not. Man, that was a year ago.
It's hard to believe. It's just going by so fast.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's really exciting, man. It really is. The best part of you, I say this all the time, so you got your space fish hat on. So if you follow this guy on Facebook, this is my favorite part. So there's all these photos, like posts that other family members, like your wife, maybe some of your relatives. So there's all these like group photos. Everyone's looking nice. Then it looks like you were CGI'd in with your space your space fish hat.
Gotta represent, baby. Gotta represent.
Every photo. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter,
right.
It's quinceañera. It's literally space fish.
It's branding, Mark.
It's
branding.
All branding. Are you branding going to bed?
I'm branding. Hang it on the nightstand. There's a space fish hat.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you do a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Email this guy with your adventures, your questions, your photos. He wants to hear from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Are you ready for the NFL draft next Thursday?
Oh, I couldn't wait for you to bring it up. Are you kidding me? So who are you, let me guess, who are you guys taking number one?
This is a high honor. We've never been in this situation before. Yeah. We have been around since 1920, okay? 100 years of bad quarterback play. And honestly, if it doesn't work out, we'll draft another one in 2 years.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
So I told this to my dad where he was born in 1952. They've not had the first pick in the draft since the 40s.
Wow.
So you've never seen this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So when Goodell gets on the clock and he says the Bears are on the clock, 10 minutes, soak up every minute of that. And it's going to be in Detroit, so they're all going to be booing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, soak it up. And if you have to go DX style on that audience, go for it. Okay? That's
love
what you
it.
Need to do.
I love it.
It's Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking Jaden Daniels to Washington. Drake May 3 to, what is it called, New England. Marvin Harrison, Ford, Arizona, and then the draft starts at 5, where it'll get crazy.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, no, you're right. I look at every mock draft that comes out now. It's like I crush it, right? And it's so funny, but that's exactly how almost all of them have them going. And you're right, that fifth pick, is it the fifth pick?
It's the Chargers.
Yeah, they're showing Chargers trading out, Minnesota possibly trading up, taking J.J. What's his name?
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Yeah, so, I mean, dude, yeah, that's where it's going to pop off. We picked 21, I say we, my Dolphins, of course.
Yes.
I don't even know. We need offense. You hear me banging this drum every year, right?
Offensive line.
So I'm hoping we take a stud offensive lineman. There's a ton of them in the first round. Like a lot of really good offensive linemen. Tackles, guards. Hopefully we get one of them. But, we'll see what Greer does.
My favorite part. My favorite part about mock drafts, and I love them all. I'm like you. I read them all day. It's like, well, this is going to happen. I have written it down. It's going to happen. No. There's no...
Yeah.
I always say this. GMs and owners are crazy, and they're arrogant, they have egos. You're like, well, the smart thing to do is... No, they're wild. They will make dumb decisions. Look at my Bears. It happens. And Minnesota, they'll just go to 5. Why? No one has to trade with them.
Yeah.
You don't have to give them the fifth pick.
Yeah.
If I'm Arizona, or if I'm the Chargers, the Giants at 6, Minnesota wants McCarthy... I want 2 first-round picks, and I want more. Are you going to give it to me for McCarthy?
And because they've stacked up on picks just for this reason, they probably will. I mean, you got to have your quarterback. NFL, you have to have a quarterback. I mean, you look at the teams that make the Super Bowls, what's the common denominator on everyone? They got a quarterback. They have a legit quarterback.
And going back to my team, we took Rex Grossman to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, that's why I have no faith in our GM. Like Chris Greer, they tore it down. He stacked all these picks. We're going into the draft. Tua, okay, I get Tua. He was the guy on the board at 5. Even over Herbert, there was that discussion. I'm not evaluating these guys. I get it. I understand why he did it, right? Austin Jackson, really not sure. Kind of picked him high, tackle out of USC. And then with our 3rd first-round pick, we take Noah Igbinogami. No one's ever heard of this guy. He washed out of the league in 3 years, and you're just like, there's our GM right there. T. Higgins was on the board. We needed a receiver. So many good players. It's like, how do you whiff that hard?
I'm amazed you said that name correctly. That was pretty good.
That was good. I yelled at him a lot on Sundays. So, I have it down.
Should we go fishing this weekend?
Brother, it's going to be a nice weekend, and you can go out and do just about anything you want to target this weekend. So, yes, get out and fish this weekend, man.
I love the facial hair, by the way. It's very manly. I think you're rocking it.
Thanks, buddy.
Usually you're completely clean-shaven.
I am. Even though it's gray, it makes me look older. Made me more distinguished.
Distinguished.
Yeah, distinguished. That's the word.
Yeah. Just don't show up with a David Letterman Santa beard, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Or should you? spacefish.com, thank you so much for stopping by, man. I appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thanks.